Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, in an era of business challenges and difficulties facing companies right around the country, I wanted to focus a little bit more today on just some of the positive, the good stories emerging from our little small Emerald Isle. And today I'm talking to Una O'Hagan, who's the owner and managing director of Mars Pharmacy Group, and Chupi Sweetman, who's the founder of the jewellery brand Chupi, which I know a lot of you will know as well. You're both very welcome. Thanks a million.
Thank you for
joining us. Una, your story into business, your background, obviously you're a pharmacist, I should say, by trade.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you always have a plan to own your own business?
No, but I think what I did was when I joined Mars Pharmacy as an intern, but way back when I first qualified and spent that year with Pierce, I absolutely knew from the first day I walked across the threshold that I really wanted to own that pharmacy. You know, I dreamt of owning that pharmacy all throughout that year. And on my final day, it was only then I plucked up the courage to ask him, you know, if you're ever selling, would you let me know?
And I'm sure, yeah. You know, the then owner is looking at you as the intern thinking, you know, the cheek of this one, it's only 12 months in the door, work experience effectively. Yeah. Let me know if you're going to sell.
Yeah. And listen, I think, to be honest with you, he just agreed to tell me yes. Yeah. That he would, just to get me out the door and stop me crying because I didn't want to leave. But in fairness, like, you know, 4 years later, he did call and, you know, and after, you know, lots of no's and he did say that, you know, he was selling the business, he had an offer on the table, but he would like to sell, keep it in Irish hands. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was an amazing moment. And in fairness to him, he waited until I went around the houses and got lots of no's before I got a yes, you know, to get the funding to do it. Because I didn't have any money at that time, Andrea, and, you know, I didn't have any background or any, you know.
But it's a big gear shift to go from dispensing the drugs and dealing with patients across the pharmacy counter to now becoming, you know, the business person who's employing the staff and cosmetics and everything else that goes with the wide variety that a pharmacy offers.
Absolutely. And it's a mind shift change as well, you know, and I suppose the key thing is how do you differentiate yourself from other businesses as well, and how to, you know, cut out your own little craft in that. And obviously, you know, as we've grown now to 10 pharmacies and, you know, added on that online business, you know, back in 2014, that's a very different business even to what it was with one pharmacy on Baggot Street back in the day. So, but that, like, I mean, that's the joy of it. And I think as entrepreneurs, you know, that's what we all recognise in each other. Every day is different. You get a great energy out of that, you know. You, even though that's a difficulty, that's the thing that spurs you on and gives you the motivation to keep growing and developing, and as well, you know. So it is very different. It is very challenging, but at the same time, I wouldn't have it any different.
In any other way. Yeah. Chupi, the jewellery brand, did you always want to launch your own range?
I think so. What was I? I was 5 when I was given my first sewing machine, Andrea. So that first little mini Singer sewing machine, a real electric one, you would not give it to spot the 80s child. You wouldn't give it to a child today. But I've always loved making things that make people happy. So I worked in Topshop my first career, worked in Topshop up in Stephen's Green. I have to point out when they were cool. Once upon a time when Topshop were really cool. It's actually 20 years ago since I worked with Topshop and loved it. And I always loved the idea. It was my husband proposing that helped me start Chupi. So my husband, we met when we were kids. He told me he was going to marry me. I was like, don't be ridiculous. I'm not marrying you. We're 16. Anyway, he kept going. At 26, he proposed again. And I remember wearing my engagement ring and thinking, my God, I own a piece of the future. Like, jewelry is like nothing else in the whole world. You wear something today that you're going to pass on for future generations. And I thought, I was 26, and I thought, I always knew I wasn't going to work in fast fashion for my whole life. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to quit my job and start a jewelry brand.
So tell me about that process of changing, you know, and setting up and going out and starting, like Una, your own business. Like, there's obviously, I presume, a lot of money and finance needed in the first instance.
We bootstrapped Chupi in the early days. So we took investment in a couple of years ago. But prior to that, for the first 8 years, we ran it on a wing and a prayer and a shoestring. And I think so much of that was, I always say, you need a dream. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, everyone has a dream. So many people out there are listening to us right now with a dream, thinking, oh, I'd just love to. You need a dream, but you also need a plan. So you need the beautiful vision of where you're going to go, but you also need the spreadsheet. How are you going to get there? I remember literally, you know, I am obsessive about the numbers, daughter of an economist, always watching, what's it doing? Why is it doing? I literally remember when we turned over enough money to buy a printer. It sounds so small, but it was 150 quid. That I was like, okay, we've got 150 spare quid.
Yeah.
We can buy the printer. I remember having enough money to hire our first person. You know, Chupi is a global business now. We've about 300,000 people in our community. We sell into 70 countries. But I remember that first hire like yesterday. And I think the big challenge of entrepreneurship, and Una, I'm sure you echo this, is there's no roadmap. And that's one of the hardest things. So I knew on day one, starting out in our spare room, that I was going to scale Chupi into a global brand. But there wasn't a roadmap. There wasn't a course. There wasn't a clear, okay, this is what you do and how you do. If you want to be a doctor, you go to uni, you follow the steps. If you want to be a pharmacist, here's the steps. But Una went, actually, I want to be a pharmacist and an entrepreneur, and I want to go. I think for me with Chupi, I always felt really strongly I wanted to change the world.
How did you make that change though? Like how did you design that, your own path to get to where you are now?
I think Una and I were laughing about this earlier, saying there's kind of a mix of the dream, of that vision of going, yeah, of course you can do it, because someone does. I think I was lucky, my parents, my mum, are always very, my mum's one of the founders of the women's movement, always very, you can do whatever you want to do, but you're going to have to work incredibly hard. So it started really practically. We rented a house with a spare room so we could start the business from the spare, quite literally, from the spare room, enough room. And we worked out of that house until there were six of us. And you had to, if you needed to go have a pee, the person whose desk was by the door had to move so you could go have a pee. And now we're on Clarendon Street. We have a 5,000 square foot store. But I often think the danger for anyone who's thinking of following their dreams is that you look at the social media version of success. And I always say, you know, I took last weekend off when I started Chupi. I didn't take days off. And I don't mean I didn't take holidays. For the first 2 years, I didn't take a day off.
Yeah,
it literally didn't occur to me.
It's funny, probably Christmas Day for, you know, a lot of people, and it might be the only day that they actually get to pull down the shutters and close the doors. Yeah. But like Chupi's right about this, you know, social media has probably changed a lot of people's version and view of what entrepreneurship and success is.
Well, I think it's like an iceberg, isn't it? You often see that. You just see the little tip of it, you know, whether that be on social media or whether that be anywhere else. And then there's this huge part in underneath the water that you don't see. It's all the grit, the hard work, the challenges, you know, whether that be, you know, the cash flow challenges or the, you know, the people challenges, trying to get people now that we're in full employment, you know, all of that, the ups and downs every day. Like, it doesn't go in a straight line, you know, but with every decline or every tough thing that happens, and I look at the big tough moments in my career, particularly the financial crisis and then COVID or whatever, each one of those was a time to kind of like pivot or change direction, because we had no other opportunity other than to do that, you know.
So you're constantly actually reinventing yourself then, aren't you?
Absolutely. You have to stay so agile and so responsive to what's going on in the big bad world, as well as what's going on in your own business as well.
You see that, like, it's not enough then, Chupi, is it, to, you know, to when you get the store on Clarendon Street and the other premises and you open up, because then you get something like a global pandemic that just probably means people have, they're stopped going out.
I think all of us probably felt if we heard the word pivot again, we'd scream. There was definitely a stage where if anyone says pivot to me. But I also think that's partly where entrepreneurship is incredible. There's no such thing as the same day. I get to, with Chupi, some days I'm doing appointments and I get to meet incredible people who are just about to get engaged, who are planning the dream proposal. And some days it's big financial strategy. Some days it's a giant crisis and all of those bits in between. I guess I'm really obsessed with the female entrepreneurship piece, Andrea. I think there's a really interesting stat that says back in 2007, for every 5.5 men who wanted to scale a business, it was only one woman. Think about the opportunity cost, who we were losing out of that. And now we're looking at, for every 2.5 women, one man. So we've halved that in 14 years. And when I think about my little girl, who's only 4, I want her to grow up in a world where she believes not only can she be a pharmacist, but that she, like, think about Una, how old were you when you said, I'm going to buy that pharmacy?
Yeah.
How old were you?
Yeah, late
20s.
Like,
you were a baby.
You know, 25, 26. It's crazy, you know?
Both of you have come through through assistance, the KPMG growing for business, growing your business, or growing for growth, I should say, program. And a lot of that, I suppose, is about trying to, you know, assist people on both of your journeys.
Yeah,
and a lot of other names too, and Amy Connolly from Sculpted and many others have, I suppose, come along with that program. But what they're doing now is their 17th year of this cycle. So I suppose for people maybe listening to you and Chupi today who have an idea, or as you say, a dream, what do you get we'll say, from a programme like that?
Yeah, it's listen, Andrea, it's an amazing programme. The first thing I would say is, like, I did it back in 2016 myself, and it was purely because I was at a crossroads in my own business. I knew that I needed to kind of really focus on the retail aspect. I wanted to take the business online. I had no idea. I'm a pharmacist. No idea, no digital skills, had no clue how to do that. We had no social media presence at that stage, and we hadn't an online store. And I did. I was looking for somebody to help me and assist me with
that. To hold your hand, I suppose, to a certain extent.
Absolutely, and share some of that experience. And now today, like, you know, like Chupi, like, here we have an online store that's shipping into, you know, 70 different countries all over the world. We're launched Black Friday early. We've got all this going on. But so where did I get that assistance? I joined Going for Growth, and very, you know, I was selected to join a table. We had a lead entrepreneur. There was eight different women around that. And it was that peer-to-peer learning that really gave me the confidence to say, okay, you don't have the skills for this, but you can do it.
Yeah,
I have done it before, and I listened to them, I suppose, doing that. And that gave me the confidence. I did the programme myself. And now, 2 years later, then I joined as a lead entrepreneur because Paula, who runs the programme, asked me to do that. And it's the same experience today as it was back then for me personally. You know, I've eight women around the table. I think I'm a lead now, 6 or 7 years now at this stage. Different businesses, all trying to kind of navigate the next change in their business, whether it be a step change or whether they need to, dare I say it, pivot again. And what they're looking for is assistance to do that. You know, so we're facilitators really to be in all of that. But really, the learning comes from around the table, the ladies around the table supporting each other.
And just finally, Chupi, as well, like, for people listening today who have had, you know, who have that same dream you had at five about starting up their own business, what's your advice to them?
I think the big thing is community. I always think walking through the doors of Going for Growth. So I joined it 10 years ago. And it's amazing because it's for free, backed by KPMG and Enterprise Ireland. It's completely funded and it's peer to peer. And I remember walking through the doors being terrified. I felt so alone. And it's so often imposter syndrome. When you've got your dream, do you want to even say it to your friends and family? Will they go, ah, come on, like, get a real job? You know, what are you thinking about? And I was joking earlier that my dad still is deeply concerned to haven't gone and gotten a real job. And I always think,
I've heard those words before too.
Yeah, all of us who work in alternative careers.
Yeah,
and I instead, what you walk into with Going for Growth is this phenomenal community. And so I would say, find your people. I always think it's the number one thing. Social media is incredible. Yeah.
And you won't feel alone again either, Andrea. Like, very often in business, you do feel alone, especially if you're at the top of the career or whatever, and everybody's looking at you. And it can be very isolating.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of pressure.
Exactly. The confidence, it gives you, takes away that isolation. As Chippy says, gets rid of the imposter syndrome. And you'll always have somebody to pick up the phone and call afterwards.
It's a pleasure to chat to you both. Thanks a million for coming in and joining us on the programme. Una O'Hagan, who's the owner and managing director of Mars Pharmacy Group, and Chippy Sweepman, founder and of the jewellery brand, I should say, Chippy as well. Thanks a million for joining us on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.